faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond the mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, as Superman realizes that Lois Lane, too, has disappeared, the shipping foreman at a grocery warehouse threatens a girl named Gladys, who knows what happened to Lois.
Roy, I saw her go...
I get this, Gladys. All you know is that Lois said she had to make a phone call, see? That's the last you seen her. You understand?
But, Roy, if the police ask me about you and about Monk, well, what can
all
I say?
All you know is that Lois said she had to make a phone call. That's all. If you tell them one word more, the same thing will happen to you that's going to happen to her. Remember that.
Attention, everyone. This is the fifth and final day of the Superman Hidden Word Contest game. So pay close attention. First, once again, here are the prizes. 250 boxes of Fleer's Double Bubble Gum, each box containing 100 pieces. 250 boxes of Baby Ruth candy bars, each box containing 24 bars. 250 one-year subscriptions to the famous Superman comic magazine. 25 Superman wristwatches made by the New Haven Watch Company. 25 Superman corduroy jackets and 25 Superman sweaters made by Foster. 25 Superman waterproof jackets made by Mayfair. 25 Superman leather belts made by Pioneer. 25 Superman school bags made by Duratex. 25 Superman phonograph record albums made by Musette. 25 Superman sweatshirts made by Norwich. And last but not least, 50 Superman movie viewer sets made by Acme Plastics. That's 1,000 prizes ready, in fact, waiting to be shipped to 1,000 lucky winners. Today we're going to give you the fifth and last word in the Superman Hidden Word game. The five words together make up a famous quotation from the Declaration of Independence. When you find today's hidden word, the fifth and last, send the quotation together with a short sentence telling us what you think the quotation means to Superman, Box 205, New York 8, New York. That's Box 205, New York 8, New York. Don't send any money or any box tops, but be sure to print your name and address clearly. Somewhere near the end of today's program, we'll give you the fifth and last word of the important quotation. So be sure to listen.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Because he learned of the operations of a vicious black market gang who steal and sell food intended to be given free to the hungry children of Europe, Tony Amato, a young refugee boy, was taken prisoner by the gang. Searching for Tony, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen was also captured by the black marketeers, who marked him and Tony for death. Then, at the suggestion of Clark Kent, who is Superman, Lois Lane, reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, obtained a position in the wholesale grocery warehouse from which Tony and Jimmy disappeared. Lois learned the identity of one of the black marketeers, a man called Monk, and phoned Kent to meet her at police headquarters. But before she could get there, the girl reporter was captured by Monk. Uneasy when Lois failed to turn up at police headquarters, Clark Kent, as Superman, left to look for her, arranging to meet Inspector Henderson in the office of Jonas Brigham, wholesale grocer from whose warehouse Jimmy Olsen had disappeared. Unsuccessful in his search, Superman, resuming his disguise of Clark Kent, joins the inspector in Brigham's warehouse office.
Now, look here, Mr. Kent. I've already told Inspector Henderson all I know.
Which is precisely nothing, Kent. Mr. Brigham says he gave Miss Lane a job in the food packing department this morning, and, well, that's the last he saw of her.
It is, eh?
That's right. Incidentally, I understand now that Miss Lane is a newspaper reporter sent here by you to spy on me, Mr. Kent. How dare you do that?
Because there's something rotten going on here in your warehouse, Mr. Brigham. Something that appears to be mighty crooked.
I resent that.
Now, wait, Kent. You can't just
go... Can't you see that, Inspector? Tony Amato discovered what was going on, and he disappeared. Brigham's night watchman was going to tell Jim Olsen what happened, and he was stabbed before he could talk, and then Jim disappeared from this very warehouse. And now Lois...
Don't know anything about any of those things.
Oh, no? Well, I learned that a man called Monk was behind what happened. You told me you knew of no such person around here, but Miss Lane, after working in your warehouse one morning, learned who Monk was.
Well, what's that got to do?
And then she disappeared.
Say, that's quite a chain of things that seem to tie in. What do you know about them, Mr. Brigham?
Now, look here. I don't like your inference. What's more...
Now, listen, Mr. Brigham. If you're holding out any information, I advise you to tell me all you know. It'll go much harder with you if you don't.
I give you my word, Inspector. I don't know a thing about the disappearance of those people or about the murder. And I resent Mr. Kent's insinuation.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Brigham, and I hope I'm wrong. But I promise you I'll find out the truth, the whole truth, and very soon.
Mr. Brigham, I have police officers stationed at all the doors. And nobody is going to leave until I find out what happened to Miss Lane and to Jim Olsen and Tony Amato.
Very well, Inspector. But I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. Well, I'm going to question every one of your employees right here and now. And by George, I'll find out what's going on or turn in my badge.
Hey, Gladys.
Yeah?
Come here a minute.
What do you want, Roy?
The cops are questioning all our girls one at a time in old Brigham's office.
I know. And I'm scared.
Relax. I tell you, there's nothing to be scared of. There was nobody in the shipping room except us two, the lame dame and Monk. So nobody else seen anything.
But if they ask me a lot of questions, if they mix me up,
You better not get mixed up. It'll be too bad for you. All you know is that the lame dame left you saying she had to make a phone call. That's the last you seen her. You got that straight?
I guess so.
You better. Because if you don't, you'll get the same thing the lame dame's gonna get.
Well, Gladys Smith is the only girl in the packing room we haven't talked to yet, Kent. If she doesn't know anything either,
if
then...
If she doesn't, someone must be lying, Inspector. Because several girls said they saw Lois leave the packing room with this Smith girl at lunchtime.
Well, we'll see.
You want to see me, Mr. Brigham?
Inspector Henderson does, Gladys. Come in and close the door.
Yes, sir.
Come over here and sit down, Gladys.
Yes, sir.
Now, several of the girls said they saw you leave the packing room with Miss Lane at lunchtime. Is that so, Gladys?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, sir. You see, Lois, Miss Lane didn't bring any lunch with her. So I told her I'd give her one of my sandwiches, and, well, we went out together, but...
You went out where?
Out. Well, just out of the packing room.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to get my lunch... But then Lois said she just remembered she had to make a phone call. So she went away and she didn't come back. That's all I know.
Where did she go, Gladys?
Well, like I said, to make a phone call.
Yes, but where did she go to phone?
Why, I don't know.
Are you sure?
Sure I am. She just went away. I don't know where.
You don't, eh?
No, I don't. I don't, I tell you.
Why are you so frightened, Gladys?
Me? I'm not.
That'll do, Kent. Are you running this show or am I?
Sorry, Inspector.
Now, look, Gladys, could you maybe guess where Miss Lane went? I mean, to make a phone call?
No, sir.
There are several pay phones scattered through the warehouse for the employees to use, Inspector.
Yeah, but nobody noticed Miss Lane using one.
May I please ask one more question, Inspector?
Go ahead, Ken.
Tell me, Gladys, did Miss Lane ask you about a man named Monk?
Monk?
That's right. Did she ask you anything about him?
Why, yes. Well, yeah. Yeah, come to think of it, she did. She asked me, did anybody named Monk work here?
And does he?
Well, I don't know anybody by that name.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Francine Bird, too. She's been here a long time. She said there was nobody here named Monk.
I see. Anything else, Ken?
No, I guess not.
All right, Gladys. You may go.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, Ken?
I think that girl was lying, Inspector.
Why do you say that?
I just think so, Mr. Brigham. Probably because she seems so scared, nervous.
Oh, lots of people get nervous when they're questioned by the police, even when they're innocent.
I know, but just the same. What do you know about that girl, Mr. Brigham?
Oh, not much. She hasn't worked for me very long, but she has a very good record, and her last employer gave her an excellent reference.
Well, this is a fine kettle of fish. Tony Amato disappears, Jim Olson disappears, a watchman gets stabbed, and then Miss Lone just vanishes into thin air, and nobody knows from nothing.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think we'll know everything, and very soon, Inspector.
Huh? What do you mean?
Just make sure that nobody leaves this warehouse. I expect to have the truth for you in a few minutes.
What does Clark Kent mean? We'll be back in a moment with the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
All right, gang, get ready for the fifth and last word of the famous quotation in the Superman Hidden Word Contest game. You remember the first word began with the letter A and was a three-letter word. The second word began with the letter M and was also a three-letter word. The third word began with the letter A, too, and was another three-letter word. And the fourth word began with the letter C and was a seven-letter word. The past tense of a word that means to make. And now, here's Superman himself to give you a message in which the fifth hidden word will be mentioned twice. It begins with the letter E and is a word of five letters. Listen carefully. Go ahead, Superman.
No matter how old you are, or whether you're in the first grade or the tenth grade in school, you all have an equal chance in this contest. So try hard, and remember, your chances of winning are equal.
Thank you, Superman. Say, did you find the last hidden word? It began with the letter E, and was a word of five letters. If you found it, you have all five words, and you know the famous quotation from the Declaration of Independence. Now, write a short sentence telling us what that quotation means to you. Get your mother, father, sister, or brother to help you if you can't do it yourself. Then send the quotation, the five words, together with your sentence to Superman. Box 205, New York 8, New York. That's Box 205, New York 8, New York. All letters or postcards must be mailed before midnight tomorrow, Friday, January 9th. The decision of the judges is final, and duplicate prizes will be awarded in case of ties. Anyone may enter except employees of Superman or the Mutual Network. Remember, your letter or postcard must be mailed before midnight tomorrow to Superman. Box 205, New York 8, New York. Names of the winners will be announced on the Superman program as soon as the judges' decisions are available. Good luck to all of you.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, sits tensely in the office of the wholesale grocery warehouse with Inspector Henderson and Mr. Brigham. His keen eyes narrowed. He is staring, apparently, at the closed door.
Now, look, Kent. We can't just sit here all day. If you tell me what you've got in your...
Wait a minute, Inspector. Wait a minute.
Wait for what? And why do you keep looking at the door?
Hold it, will you? Yes, I thought so. Come on, Inspector.
Huh? Come on, where?
What? I think I found the answer to where Jim and Lois and Tony Amato are.
What the...
Follow me. Hurry.
Trailed by the puzzled Inspector Henderson, Clark Kent opens the door of the office and hurries into the grocery warehouse. What has his X-ray vision revealed to him? Tomorrow's episode is packed with thrills and action, fellows and girls, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in, same time, same station, for more of the exciting Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. This is a Mutual Broadcasting System.